4 CBA Mobile.
I'm seeing to play tennis on Sunday in 0TR.
No, I haven't seen that written in the Bible anywhere, so I'll have to say it. No, I haven't seen that. And I'm not going to play tennis. I'm going to eat lunch with my outlaws. I mean, my in-laws. And we're celebrating one of the, I guess it'd be my great niece's birthday.
Well, you're getting old, eh? Well, you look that up. It's not in the Bible, but it's under Rouse's Rules.
I haven't read that edition, or rendition, or whatever you want to call it. So, I guess you'll have to, let me borrow a copy there, and I'll see what I think.
But under Rouse's New Testament, that's probably why you haven't seen it yet.
Okay, so what else does Rouse's New Testament say?
A is forbidden.
Okay, so isn't that a German word for forbidden?
Verboten? I don't know, Dave. I'm making this up as I go. Shoot. Well, we've been outside finishing up our yard work this morning and got that all done. About the only thing I got to do now is go down to Wallace World and pick up a prescription. And I really wouldn't have to pick it up tomorrow because it's just Prevident toothpaste that I'm supposed to use every night.
Okay, well, I need to run by Wally World too myself. Well, anyway, well, I guess this is gonna be the big event of the day for me. I mean, there'll be a bunch of people over there, and at my sister-in-law's house, so they live not far off the route that I take to go to the sports club, and when I play it, I can never remember the name of the subdivision. It's over there in that busy, part of Pelham Road there, right off of 85. And they have a real nice golf course, and their tennis courts are just really pristine. And one of the guys that lives there, he invited me to play on Monday nights. They have a group of guys that play, so I go over there, and I go right by where my mother-in-law lives. So anyway, for the life of me, I can't remember the name of the subdivision.
Much help there. Oh, well, a man of your stature in the community, I figured you'd be in this BMW.
Well, they're part of that, because when I went Monday, they were cars parked on the, in all the houses at the entrance on both sides of the road had signs in their yard, you know, right at the street. They're saying no parking here, something like that. So I wonder why they were there. And then when I turned the corner, I saw why they were there. Yeah, that BMW had a big, huge tent set up, and it was air conditioned, and they had golf carts. I mean, it was just unreal that those golf carts were going everywhere.
It's not out of my pay grade, I can tell you that. Well, I seen an awful thing on the news the other night. I think it was it in Greenville, Bernice, that they painted those two BMWs, or Anderson? I'm not sure which. Two nice BMWs, and some idiots or clowns went down there and took spray paint and sprayed graffiti big time all over their cars. Just for nothing, Dave. I guess because they had a BMW and they didn't.
Well, that'll probably come back and get them someday. And, I like BMWs. I've just never owned one. And, I think they're a nice looking car. I like that. But it's just, looks like it'd be a fun car to drive. They're just a little expensive, a little more money than I want to pay for an automobile.
The new 4Runner Toyota come out with. We're looking at the game camera pictures. There's a big old groundhog there. Yeah, he's big. Well, they are a fine car, there's no question, but the daughter has one, and her husband bought it for her 1 year. It's a convertible, and she'd always wanted one. It's an older model one, but boy, it's pristine, and they put it up for storage in the wintertime up in Wisconsin in some place that they got rented, or a friend's or something. And then he's got a Grand Am, Buick, or Grand National, I guess you call it. And he's drove that since college. But they wanted $450, I think, if you had the battery cable replaced at the dealership. And so Hal went down and bought one. I think it was $28. So there you got the rest of the story.
Before CPA. Yeah, I like the... I've always liked the Grand National. I probably would have bought one back in the day, but back then I didn't have the money to afford one. I could buy one now, but there's a lot of other cars that I'd probably buy before I'd buy that one. They always interested me, especially that. Had a V6 and twin turbos, and I just thought it was a kind of a sporty looking car, but back in the day. But anyway, I would probably just go ahead and buy another Mustang, I really miss that car.
There might be one up for sale not too distant future. He hadn't said anything about it yet, but he bought a pickup truck, the oldest grandson, and boy, it's a honey. It's a 2007, but it's really been well taken care of. And, of course, he's putting stereos and all that, but his Mustang, he put all kinds of stuff on it, Dave, and all that money, you'll never get it back. And the other day, what was it, Bernice? Something he had it done, but then it didn't last. Something to do with the clutch or the throwout bearing or something. It was some high-end stuff that he was putting on it. So they're redoing it. So I don't know if they got it back yet or not, but it's pristine. It's not a convertible, but it's pristine. What year was it, Bernice, you remember? It's, it's powerhouse, put it that way, Dave.
or CBA. I always like Mustangs, except for the electric ones, and I just thought that was kind of ridiculous. But they did, in 24, they came out with a new Mustang, and it supposedly puts out 1,000 horsepower. You know, why you'd need that much power, I don't know, but I just can't imagine driving that thing. I'd love to get behind the wheel and go for a test drive.
Sorry, KV4 CBA. Yeah, there's a guy down here, just before you turn to come down the big hill, there's a tile place on the corner there, right across from that big O'Neill addition. And that guy bought one of those Tesla pickup trucks, and he's had it now a couple of months. That is the ugliest thing I ever laid eyes on, I think, when it comes to a car. It don't even compare to a DeLorean as far as looks go, but it's real boxy looking. And a neighbor dropped by there yesterday and was telling my other neighbor about it. I said, them's about $100,000 or a little more. And he said, I just saw one on eBay, and it was $190,000.
Now, I've seen two or three of those, and they're interesting looking, that's for sure. They're it looks like some kind of futuristic thing, but I'm kind of like you. It's just not very attractive to me, even if it is a Tesla. And, they can, I'm sure some people will buy it, for one reason or another, but I won't be one of them. Oh, me. Yeah, I'd rather have an old Ford F-150, or even a 250, and before I buy one of those.
He was on a four-wheeler out here, and we was talking to him, and he said that old boy, he stopped and went and looked at it, and he says, yeah, he says, they're a little pricey, but he said, I was impressed by it, but he says about the only thing he said about it was, well, it rides good. I've been behind him. Even the taillights on our Avalon are much prettier than the ones on that Tesla. But, if you got more money than you got sense, I guess that's the way to go. But it might be a good investment. I was watching a Modern Marvel or something the other day, and he was telling about all the troubles they had with it. And one of the troubles was getting the dies made for it to stamp it out. And then the tooling, of course, I've been around that a lot. Everything from every form of stainless and cast iron and steel all the way up to Inconel, which is used in the space industry a lot, which we used it for nuclear water valves at nuclear power plants. But working with stainless is a real bummer. It's hard. It eats tools up like crazy, so that makes it more expensive, too, the tooling to do it with. But it's just not something I'd consider. And I was considering an Avalon that was a hybrid. We took it for a test drive down here. But I just didn't want to park that inside my house at night with that big lithium battery in it after I've seen some of the fires they've had.
Yeah, that would be kind of a bummer. And I don't know exactly what happens, if it's a loose connection or what, but something gets those things going, and they can make a mess a lot worse than you would expect. And of course, Ford Ford have their fire, let's see, their, I can't remember what all the vehicles were involved, but it was a bunch of them, because I worked on those vehicles, and it was in the ignition switch, and the wire that supplied power from the battery was hot all the time, and the switch would get hot, you know, because the connection was loose. That set the car on fire. So, anyway. But, well, I need to jump out of here. I'm at the my mother-in-law's, and I don't think they're waiting on me, but I guess I better go on inside and make an appearance. So I'll clear out of here after your last 73s. Have a good day. KB4CBA.
Okay, Dave. Nice chatting with you. And I'm sure you remember the Pintos and the gas tank ordeal that Ford decided not to put it, something there to protect it. And every time they got bumped, they caught on fire. That was tragic. Oh, the good old days. 87 degrees, it says out there. It feels like 93. Barometer's 2980. Winds 4-9 out of the west. You have a good day, Dave. This is N0GR clear. And we're going to go run down to Walmart.
Yeah, I used to have one of those Ford Pintos. 1973.
WW4 GET. Your Pintos?
It was great, you know, and I did get the recall, and, you want to know what the fix was?
Yeah, an 8-inch wide flange I-beam would have been appropriate to put in front of the gas tank, or behind it.
I think it was in front of it, but, meaning that forward of the, you know, in the direction of the car, but it was actually a 1/4-inch plastic shield between that I-beam and gas tank to prevent sparks when they got compressed together. That was the fix.
They walk among us, you know, even engineers. There was another one a friend of mine bought. He was an ex-Marine. Thought he'd have better sense. But when I worked many years ago with him, and it was a Chevrolet, and I think it was an aluminum block with steel inserts in the, and it was a rather small car, Vega or something like that. Boy, that was a mess too, but it didn't catch fire.
Vega, not one of Chevy's best, but the Ford Pinto was actually okay, with the exception of that issue, and they became known for. I don't know if that fix was really helping the problem, but I guess they played their part for the NTSB, and let's say, you know, they got away with it.
Well, my name's Tom. I'm in 0TR. And the wife's sitting over here waiting on me, but you got me curious, and I mean no offense at this, but which part of Long Island are you from?
You didn't do a good job for that, because it's New Jersey, so you're miles away. No, I was born and raised in Jersey, but I've been out of there for so long that I have a little bit, not too much left. But when I go visit my siblings, I listen to them, and I'm like, oh boy, I used to sound like that. Holy smoke.
There's nothing wrong with that. We got several friends on here that are from up in New York, in the Northeast. My cousin lived there for many years, but he was out of Kansas University and lived in Kansas all his life. We've been down here about, 14 years now, to be by our grandkids, and I'm 76 years old. But my daughter makes me feel old. Our youngest daughter is 50, and our oldest one's what? 52 or something like that. I don't know. But she's up in Michigan. But the youngest daughter down here, she says that I have an accent from Kansas. No, I don't feel like I got an accent. I tell her everybody else has got an accent.
Excuse me, that's completely true. Just tell her, hey, you have a distinctive voice. That's what you have. Not an accent.
Crazy. Good Lord bless me with that, because I have a deviated septum or whatever it is up in my nose. And as I get older, seems like I get hoarser, too. But, oh, well, I'm not complaining. I'm not pushing up daisies from the root side. It's a magnificent day, except for the humidity, because we've been outside working to finish up the yard work, and we're blessed that we're able to still do that for ourselves. Now I need to pull the ice box out and clean the condenser, or you call it a refrigerator, and the dang thing's too big, and I'm not able to pull it out, so gotta wait till I can get the daughter up here, and she's gotta run to Fort Furman with the grandson to a music camp, and then to a football camp today with the oldest grandson. So they're out of commission for a while. It'll be all right till then. I just know that's what it is. Well, nice talking to you. I didn't get your name, and you have a wonderful day. And I'm gonna say 73. The pleasure's all mine, and we'll catch you down the line. This is N0TR Tom, and we're located in Greer.
I'm N0TR. Yeah, we've talked before. Matthew's the name. Whiskey, 4 Juliet Echo Tango, WW4JET, over here by Table Rock area. But you take care. Have a good afternoon. Good talking to you, as always.
Well, Matthew, but I like that call, that JET. I'm a big airplane fan. I was in the Navy flight crew. I love airplanes. Take care. And zero TRs off QRT.
4 hours about airplanes, so we'll have to do it another time. But see you later.